Hello, hello. This is Kinnack coming in for the March Twilight Heroes podcast. Nice snowy day here in Columbus, Ohio. So we are going to jump in and hopefully warm things up a bit with a bit of podcasting. First off, from Patagonius. Hey there. Hello. How are you? How's life?
Wish winter ended, you know, ever. But other than that, things are doing pretty well. Getting sort of ready. We're going to be heading to Japan in the beginning of May for a couple of weeks. And then sort of getting back from Japan and heading to Seattle for actually about a week there. So have a lot of traveling coming up, and I'm hoping to get some cool stuff out before then, but if not, I will just be a little sad that I wasn't able to come through. But yeah, a lot of prep work, trying to learn Japanese, like, not in the, oh, I wish I knew Japanese, so that, like, you know, I knew more of what was going on in the anime sense, of, you know, geeks of my generation, and probably the generations after mine, but in more of a, like, oh, shit, I'm not going to be able to ask, you know, where the bathroom is. Now that I think about it, I still actually have not learned the word for bathroom. That should be, that's moving up on the priority list. What have you been working on? Couple of things. Sort of going back and forth, was working on a new League boss, got kind of, well, I guess, was working on the new PvP system, got sort of burned out, stuck on that, went to working on a new League boss, got kind of burned out, stuck on that, went back to working on the new PvP system. So, hopefully, one of those should finish up at some point. I'm guessing the PvP stuff first, but we'll see. I might get stuck there again, have to switch over to a different project. So, yeah, it's both of those have moved along to varying degrees, and looking, I think, at least pretty cool. Oh, what's the next thing to come up? Crap, I should have been reading ahead. So yeah, probably the PvP stuff, and if not, a bit of ye olde League boss. And now for our rich investors, what's the state of the game's finances? Not too shabby in the grand scheme of things. Obviously, the servers are still on, except, you know, when I'm making all sorts of security updates and the like, in which case they might just be, you know, off for a while. But yeah, overall, I mean, in the constant state of holding things in, but could be better. Would like to do a little more advertising coming up, but, I mean, that's sort of an endless well, you know, that we can put money in, right? Like, if someone signed up and gave me couple grand tomorrow, like, I could spend all of that on advertising. Not all at once, that seems a bit like overkill. Well, actually, at that point, I might, like, go to a convention or something. But, yeah. That's the, so we're in the range where stuff is getting slowly scooched over to, the advertising bucket and getting used for advertising from there, which really is as good as we can hope, right? We've got some questions from Sanjuro. Thank you for all the work on this game. You may have already guessed it, my favorite aspects of the game involved writing, music, wordplay, breaking the fourth wall, the epicness of some boss battles, etc. Well, you are very welcome, Sanjuro. I mean, the amusing wordplay and breaking the fourth wall is mostly Christiana. I do a little bit of the writing, but if it's good, it's probably her. The epicness of the boss battles, I think, is more something that I like to work on. Or at least am hopefully better at.
I think there could be more vegetables in the game. Whenever I get an idea from a vegetable, I try to put them in the suggestion shed. Oh, and maybe the can of corn could remind you of how you caught that easy pop fly and give you more confidence in the form of flush dodge. Actually, this is not an immediate thing, but I've been thinking about... there should definitely be both more vegetables, and they should probably have larger impacts. The way they're coded now, there's a relatively narrow range of things they can do without manually coding something just for that vegetable, which results in not getting, you know, very many interesting vegetables. Or even, like, well, sort of, I guess a good way to think about it is there's sort of like a, like there's a handful of things that are really easy that they can do now, and then they can do, like, complicated things. And there's this chunk in the middle that isn't quite there that would really open up a lot of space for it. And I've been thinking about, and this is after the stuff that I was talking about, not trying to put too many vegetables on my plate, as it were. But I'd like to rework that, so there's actually a couple cool things that we can do. Stuff like actually being able to see which vegetables you've eaten on a given, on the run that you're on now. And have them give more... just the full range of effects, so like items would be able to, effectively. Like right now, talking about dodge, like I don't think they can without that being manually coded to like check every time your dodge gets calculated, which is kind of a pain. Going back actually to the PvP stuff, there's a subsystem associated with that that's actually sort of gotten half of the coding for that done. So it would not surprise me if some sort of overwhelming vegetableness occurred at some point after the PvP stuff went in. Yeah, that should be pretty cool. And some questions from Dark Zoomy. Are you looking forward to the new Deadpool 2 and Logan movies? I am. Deadpool 2, I'm fairly confident, is gonna be awesome. And my spouse is also looking forward to that. So we'll almost assuredly go see that one. I've, obviously, as you're listening to this, Logan... has already been released, and I've heard very mixed reviews from my friends, so a lot of folks are like, hey, you should watch it, a lot of folks who are like, hey, maybe wait and just see it on DVD, a lot of folks who are like, wow, I'm glad I don't care about continuity in X-Men films. But I guess I grew up with like 80s and 90s X-Men, particularly 90s X-Men, where like the idea of having a continuity that makes any sense is almost antithetical to, you know, the idea of the X-Men, right? So it just seems entirely appropriate that there's this timey-wimey whatever going on in those movies. Well, the one that actually I'm sort of kicking myself for need to go see is actually Lego Batman. Need to go see Lego Batman. It looks awesome. And there's a bunch of Adam West references. I fucking love Adam West Batman. But that hasn't happened either. So hopefully some of those. Any new villains being developed? Not as such. I've been thinking about adding like a new class of villains, as it were. Like a new group of wandering-ish villains. But the way things are set up now, I haven't found a good opening for them, I guess. So at the moment, the closest to sort of like some of the ideas I've had are actually the special villains associated with the yearly talismans this year, which I think are pretty cool. Any new league glasses being developed? Yes. Yes, I'm currently working on a gargantuan new league boss. Gargantuan in world size, not in, like, complexity or anything. And it's, like, you know, 60-70% done, something like that. And I've just learned that when I get something 60-70% done, I'm like, I have to. I really just need to sort of own up and stop and go do something else for a while. Because if I don't, I will just stare at it for like a week. And that will result in a long time between things being updated, which is obviously not what either of us want to be doing. But there's a new league boss. It's pretty cool. I think folks will enjoy it. It'll sort of expand our roster a bit, which is always nice. How much wood could a Kinnack chuck? Sorry, I went ahead of there for you. How much wood could a Kinnack chuck if Kinnack chuck wood? Let's see. I would guess probably about... I could probably chuck about 15 pounds of wood if I could chuck wood. Maybe 20. We have, as far as chucking things go, we definitely I'm on the low end of our friend group, but because one of our, if you had a Venn diagram, it was like, Kinnax, like, in-person friend group, and Kinnax, the people that Kinnack plays Pathfinder with, like, they are perfectly overlapping, like, the Venn diagram is just, like, a circle. But in that circle of Venn diagram, one of our players is like international level on like strong woman events, which is like weightlifting but kind of more fun, I guess you could say, or like less serious. It's the sort of weightlifting you would expect in Twilight, actually, probably, where it's like, you know, instead of, just like lifting, you know, a big bar, and I think they do some of that too. It'll be like, you know, how far can you like drag a truck in, you know, a minute and a half, or like, how fast can you carry like a several foot wide sphere of concrete, Atlas stones, I think they call those, and like tire flipping and various and sundry things chucking. So anyway, she's got some serious chucks on her. We actually going back to the fact that we all game together, she made her first character, God, probably about 2 years ago now, and she went for sort of the classic half-orc fighter, which, great option for a new player. And we discovered after she had built her character, which had, like, the sort of maximum, you know, starting strength, like, sort of put everything into strength, and then, like, put your half-orc bonus on strength, and we realized after doing that she was actually still a little bit stronger than her character, like, because they have, you know, lists for like maximum weights that you can lift and like how much you can drag and all of these things, and those are all like events, you know, that she participates in. She's like, oh yeah, it's actually like, you know, she can
I think she was around, like, 21 strength rather than 20 strength. That's just the maximum starting. But it was pretty funny. So, like, oh, I'm going to, you know, go play in Fantasyland to be something that, like, is actually not even as good as what I can do in real life. Which is not a problem, I feel like, comes up very often in role-playing games. Are you a Russian agent? No. No, it's kind of a bummer. I assume they pay their agents. You know, Putin, call me. Not really, though. I mean, he seems kind of... I don't think I would actually want, like, Putin's personal attention. That just seems to be problematic in all sorts of ways. Like in the, like, being found dead somewhere and people not being interested in figuring out how you died sort of ways. So yeah, let's leave the Russia off of the resume. Although I guess speaking of agenting, this was back when I was in college. I actually applied for but did not receive an internship with the NSA, which would have been probably led me down a very different life path than I've gotten to here. But to be fair, they probably opened my letter and they were like, wow, this guy looks like not even remotely like good enough to do our internship, which is like sort of dubious college, not really very good grades. Like, so I was like, if you need a warm body, which you totally have plenty of warm bodies, but yeah, did not end up doing any crazy hacking for the man, or, you know, cryptanalysis or anything. Or did I? I didn't. How about Metroplex crossover event? Some Metroplexity-inspired items, sidekicks, etc. I've mostly been sort of keeping the two a little bit separate. Just because, like, especially when I first came on, there were some concerns that there would be a lot of bleed over. Now that, you know, obviously we've gotten to the point where that's not as much of a concern, I could totally throw some stuff in there. Nothing immediately leaps to mind, though. Although there's a surprising lack of, like, cyberpunk zone, which I feel like would not actually be the worst fit in Twilight Heroes, and we could probably sneak some Metroplexity jokes in there. Some of the zones don't have creepy old man area, for example, the ancient crypts. Any chance these zones could be given such areas? Dude, if people want more creepy old man zones, like, I'm not sure if I've talked about this on the air before, but, like, Lovecraft, for all of the, like, his writing is problematic in a whole bunch of ways, and I don't just mean, like, the racism and stuff like that. Like, I mean, like, he's actually, like, just... The man needed an editor badly and was refused to let people edit his stuff. Like, it would have been way better if he let a halfway decent editor have a go at it. But, you know, and the racism and everything. But Lovecraft is really, like, sort of a core thing for me. Like, one of the sort of... one of the legs on which, you know, my geekdom stands. I'm actually going back to Pathfinder again. Probably going to be starting up a campaign here with, among other people, Puyo, who does the art for Metroplexity. That's Pathfinder Adventure Path. That's Adventure Path is basically a whole campaign that's written up by Paizo and their freelancers, but it's called Strange Aeon. So it's basically like it's a direct, like, sword and sorcery meets the Cthulhu mythos for, like, you know, 2 year long sort of campaign, and. Not a spoiler at all for anyone who happens to be playing it in any weird coincidence, but you start out in an insane asylum with, like, no memories. Like, you all just wake up in the basement of, like, this fucked up asylum. And I was sort of, I mentioned that that was kind of the hook, and Puyo was like, I am playing that. Like, I don't care what happens or what terrible things I have to do to you. Like, you're running that game. So I am running that game. And, so that should be fun. But yeah, actually, one thing that I've been thinking about for a while, that I'm just going to think out loud about for a second, is there are a handful of newer enemies that have special effects on hit. Not specifically talking about some of, like, the end of round stuff that they also do, like that happens in the Mad Science Zones, the Goldbergium, around the Goldbergium door. But I've been stuff like some of those, you know, they hit you, they do acid damage, they also poison you, so the acid damage continues on. Things like that. And there are some examples of it in some of the older enemies in, like, the clock zones, or the creepy old man zones, if you will, where, you know, they hit you, they give you a debuff instead of normal damage. And I was thinking about sort of creating more of that differentiation, pushing it out, starting with the clock zones, and then to, you know, increasingly diminishing the extents down through the rest of the game. Which I've been, like, it would make the game a little harder, like, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but also not something that I want to do lightly. So yeah, I've mostly just been thinking about that for now, but if I added a new clock zone, that would probably be part of the design. I would like to do more crafting. What do you think? I freaking love crafting. So, any additional crafting is always an easy spot for me. And even just, like, you know, stupid little stuff. Most of the... I've got a huge list of things to do, sort of like... when I have a spare moment, which obviously doesn't happen very often, but so many of the items on that list are just, like, you know, either new crafting items or, like, little crafting tweaks, like making more paper items be turned into paper mache and things like this. So yeah, no, crafting is near and dear to my heart. And I think we will probably have another crafting contest coming up at some point to get some good ideas flowing. And of course, obviously, there's always the suggestion thread. I try to make a habit of going through there periodically, which is to say every once in a great while, and just pulling out good, you know, crafty stuff and implementing it. That was actually it for questions, so I guess that's what we've got so far. What I will say specifically in regards to May, I will hopefully be bringing a laptop with me and having internet access. I mean, Japan is far from a third world country, so I should be able to, you know, fix bugs and all that happy stuff. But I might push out the May
unearthly item. I'm sorry, the May donation item. Unearthly items, metroplexity, but same thing. Pushing that out just a couple days early so that I can push it out, make sure that everything's okay before, you know, I leave the country. But yeah, that should cover just about everything. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thanks to everyone for playing. Thanks to those of you who asked questions. And I will see you all next time.